I don't think there's a lot of turnover in terms of the relationships with the players he has. He does a great job relating to everybody. Also, his confidence, he's got a bit of swagger. It emanates through the building, and there's a trickle-down effect there. And you can see it in our meetings, and, you know, you'll start to see it translate in practice. It's still early, so you'll see a lot of things translate with his thought process. Yeah, well, you know, obviously missing Matt Slauson and missing, you know, guys like Slauson and Forte, there's large voids to be filled, but this team has been built on horizontal leadership, and we've done a great job bringing in the right people defensively, offensively, and in the special teams unit. I love the coaches. I love the guys on this team, and I don't think that'll be an issue. So I don't really have to take on that much bigger of a role because of the guys that we have in our rooms. Everybody's kind of accountable to themselves. It's different, but being given the opportunity to go against Akeem Hicks every day, a guy that I played against in the past, it's going to be a battle every day, and it's one that I'm looking forward to, and I know that I'll benefit from playing against him. He's a great player. Gosh, he's improved leaps and bounds. He's just so creative now. He's got a lot of moves, so it'll get us all better. And they got a lot of guys out there that are making us better. Yeah, well, it's become clear in the last few days. You know, it's a lot different when you're lined up in the spring and there's trash cans across from you, and then when you got these big, fast D linemen across from you, there's going to be a bit of a learning curve. We got to gel. But, you know, you talk to a lot of guys that have been on good teams before, and they said, you know, we didn't really gel till the end of training camp, or it took us until training camp. So there's going to be some time to get some of the rust off from a technical standpoint, from a live football standpoint. But, you know, I think we'll be all right. Yeah. Well, big and fast to start off with. He's very long. He's got really good hips and leverage. Obviously, being back inside, I haven't had an opportunity to go against him. But, you know, you see it on tape, and he flashes some really, really good stuff. Obviously, he can run all over the field. He covers anything with a heartbeat, mm-hmm. and he can rush the passer. So that's a dynamic guy.